Serving up a healthy dose of news, traffic, and engaging opinion. This is Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Kevin Davis is the mayor of the city of Brantford and joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton. Mayor Davis, good morning. How are you?
Rick, I'm feeling on top of the world.
Sounds like it. And it sounds like your city is all in keeping the Bulldogs in Brantford beyond the current lease agreement.
First of all, Rick, I want to say to all the Hamilton Bulldog fans, as the mayor of the city, I'm extending you a big Brantford welcome to join us in supporting the Bulldogs in the fall. But yes, we did have a report this week where we've given the authority to further explore and investigate the options for a new entertainment sports facility.
This was a unanimous vote. I want to reiterate that because I think that speaks to the level of excitement, not only in the council chambers, but also in the community. This buzz is certainly tangible.
Yes, the buzz started immediately after council made its decision a month ago. Within 24 hours, 1,000 reservations were made for season tickets. Now I think it's up to around 2,600. Yeah, so the buzz started immediately and the buzz continues.
Have you heard from the Bulldogs after they got wind of this arena possibility?
No, I have not.
Are you expecting to meet with them to say, hey, we could potentially do this, which might be enticing for you to stay here?
Well, it's maybe a little early for that, but because right now we're focusing with the Bulldog ownership group, particularly Michael Andelar, in getting the current facility ready for the team in the fall, and I suspect that they'll want to see, you know, will this community support an OHL team before they want to talk about it seriously. I would think. I can't speak for them, but I would think that would be a reasonable approach on their part. And frankly, I'm very confident that this community will demonstrate that it can support an OHL team.
Kevin Davis is the mayor of the city of Brantford and joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML as we talk about the possibility of that city building a brand new arena to potentially be the permanent home of the soon-to-be Brantford Bulldogs. Considering the current economic climate, inflation, the cost of living, are Brantford taxpayers on side with this? Are they in support of building a new arena?
Well, first of all, Rick, a little early to know that, because what we decided was not that we're going to build an arena, but we want to explore what's involved in a new arena, where we might put it, what the cost might be, how it might be financed. And there's lots of ways to finance projects like this without increasing property taxes. You just have to be prepared to be, you know, innovative and look at what all the options are, not just simply increase property taxes to do something.
You obviously,
which is not my natural inclination.
Yeah, you obviously have a good grasp of the city and how it's laid out. Is there a preferred location, or are you looking at several different locations that could be the home of this brand new arena?
Well, there are several locations. It'll depend very much, obviously, on what would benefit an OHL team, what will benefit the city. Certainly the area where the Civic Center is now, which is right next to our casino, right across from a shopping mall with all kinds of restaurants and whatnot. You know, my personal vision would see that area becoming kind of the entertainment and tourism center for the city. And this could be an important building block for that. But it may be that when we hear from those who know a lot more than me about this, that maybe that's not the best location. I'm not going to prejudge it. I'll wait to hear from all the stakeholders.
Fair enough. Mayor Davis, thank you for your time today. Good luck down the road with us.
We look forward to seeing you, Rick, and all those Hamilton Bulldog fans in Brantford next fall.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right.
Wake up with the information you need to get the most out of your day. You're listening to Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.